Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you know, if you've been with us, we're catching a glimpse of the risen and ascended and exalted Jesus Christ. In his revelation of himself to the Apostle John, who received this vision while he was in exile on the island called Patmos, the Apostle sees the Lord, and this is what he looks like. Listen as I read the Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. It will be easy to find in your Bible because this is the last book of the Bible. So just start at the back and flip a few pages to your left and look down at chapter 1, verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in its strength. And by the grace of God and his strength, which sustains us here on God Is, we have talked about each one of these descriptions of the Son of Man, who is Jesus. I hope that what I have passed along to you has been beneficial for your own understanding of who Jesus is. And just before we leave verse 16, I will give you my own reflections on how the Jesus we meet here transforms our own understanding of him. But first, those of you who are attentive to detail, you know I still need to make some comments on this at the end of verse 16. His face was like the sun, shining in its strength. The face of Jesus looks like what? He looks like the sun, shining in its strength. I want you to notice first that John says his face was like the sun. So the face of our Lord is not the sun. But the best words the apostle had in human vocabulary were to say that Christ's face is so bright and brilliant that it's like the sun. And I do not know about you, but my, how I love it when the sun just blazes its way across the sky. I thought of two experiences I had with seeing the sunshine with enchanting strength. On a long-haul flight between New York and Hong Kong, I was seated at the window, and we came upon the sun at 35,000 feet as we were just floating along with no turbulence. Those of you who fly know well that feeling of sitting there like you're just sailing along, when in reality the power through the engines is thrusting at several hundred miles per hour. Well, that is the sensation I had when suddenly the clouds broke a little and there was the sun in all its brilliance. The flight attendants asked the window shades be lifted and cascading across my lap and right across the aisle to the other side of the big 777 jumbo jet became a wash in light. Due to the time change, our body clocks thought this was the sunrise, but in Hong Kong it was actually sunset. As much as I could, without going blind, I watched that sun, and I thought of Revelation 1:16. His face was like the sun, shining in its strength. And then we landed, as by the grace of God we always do, and engaging with the losing battle against jet lag. That gets harder the older one gets. And to enhance my chances of surviving it, I laced up my sneakers and forced myself down to the waterfront there along the Hong Kong harbor to get some exercise. This was a couple of evenings after we came in, and there again was the sun. It had actually been a rainy day, but in the evening the sky just opened up. The clouds rolled back just enough to set that fireball in my sight. And it poured forth its rays across the water and down the running path, lightening my way. Amazing. The sun, day after day, pouring forth light all over this world. And it was one of those skies where the sun in certain places kind of came down through some clouds, the rays forming almost like columns. And I thought back to Revelation 1, verse 7, and the description of the second coming of Christ that we talked about. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. And then again, his face was like the sun, shining in its strength. Ah, how extraordinary God's handiwork in creation. The Apostle John found the face of Christ to be descriptive of the sun shining in all its glory. And the sun is light. Well, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And he continues in John chapter 8, he who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. That's very true. Think of the dark halls and corridors of your inner life before you met Jesus, and think of the light he now sweeps across the landscape of your soul. He is the light of life. And then there is a fascinating verse of scripture that the Apostle Paul penned to the church at Corinth. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. I'll give that reference to you again so you can look it up now or later and read this for yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. Here is what Paul wrote. For God, who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. You know what? Let me read that again so you capture it. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Here, the apostle hearkens back to the creation in Genesis and reflects on how the Word of God brought into being light. And God who created the sun is the same God who spread spiritual light to the lives of every believer in Christ. And this is what Paul calls the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. That word knowledge there is key. If you know Jesus, then you know God. Do you know God? The only possible way to know him is through his Son, Jesus the Christ. Jesus is the way to God. If you do not know Jesus, then you do not know God. And the way to know God is to hear the gospel and believe it. Sin darkens all our hearts. The sin-sick heart is blackened. But listen to this. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried, and on the third day he resurrected from the dead. He came back to life, and he did this for you. If you will accept that he did this for you, and if you will invest your faith alone in Jesus, then you will be rescued and delivered from your sin. This is the good news of the gospel. Oh, when you hear this gospel and believe it for you, then you accept what Jesus has done for you. Your sins are taken away by him and forever deleted from the mind of God. And what happens is that supernaturally, by only the grace of God, his light shines in your heart. And as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, you then have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And notice, please note this, Paul adds, in the face of Christ. This is why I was drawn to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 in reading Revelation 1, verse 16. The light found in the face of Christ in 2 Corinthians, matches the face of Christ that was like the sun shining in its strength in Revelation 1. And I'm going to say that again also. The light found in the face of Christ in 2 Corinthians matches the face of Christ that was like the sun shining in its strength in Revelation 1. And he is now forever exalted and glorified. And so this is the face that we who trust in him implicitly, unquestionably, absolutely will see. One day we will see Jesus. Let me back that up biblically as we end today. Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 and 4. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bond servants will serve him. They will see his face. I hope you caught that. We, the bond servants of Christ, will see his face. The Apostle John saw Jesus in his vision on Patmos, and we Christians will see him face to face in person. What hope, what joy, what a promise. Think on these things today and on the weekend. Rejoice in the Lord. Isn't it remarkable that the God of the universe speaks in language that we can understand? We know what the sun looks like, and so John is given this vision of Jesus' face as like the sun. Our Savior, so bright and brilliant in all his glory, he is most beautiful. Here we are, down in the nitty-gritty of life. Maybe you are having a very bad day or week until you heard this. Well, now I hope that you will be encouraged, brother, encouraged, sister. Think on Christ. Focus on him. Remember the gospel. Believe the gospel. Jesus is the light of life. Join me again on Monday because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.